I made the mistake. I mischaracterized Felix Rodriguez's role in the Iran-Contra affair. It's a part of his character, and it's unforgivable. But yeah, so I made that error, and it popped up on Amazon. Some reader said, "Oh." And the problem with the error is that it's small. It doesn't really change the narrative of the story, but it you make one mistake, and all of a sudden everything is up to grab for grabs. So I could have been better. I should have been better. I should have read it more carefully. It's not some sort of, you know, destroys the whole thing, but you make one error in a story, somebody's going to catch it. They're going to tell you about it, and now everything in that story doesn't matter. And so it's just part of the game. It's part of, and I, it's a contract that you have with the reader. I did the research. Here's the story. You have to trust me that I did it. And when you make a mistake, I got no excuse. Thanks for bringing it up. I find Che is more interesting when he's not a super revolutionary and can do no wrong, and he's not this evil communist guy that's a butcher. I like him in the middle because he's human and he's really complicated. You know, when you read his diary, you really get the sense that he was really more convoluted and difficult and egotistical, but also really believed in what he was doing. I mean, there's something to a guy who didn't have to put himself in that situation that did. But there's also something that he said about, you know, and this came up in another interview too. You know, he did go to Bolivia to overthrow the government. So it depends on how you see him. But he still, even the Bolivians, who he came to their country to overthrow it, he still looked at it as a hero, which we found really interesting when we were there going around to these villages. I mean, it's Che's story. It's not the Bolivian Rangers who, arguably saved their country. This mission is one of its first victories. Special Forces itself sort of comes to its own, and this idea that you can take a small group of Americans, train up a native military, and then deploy them to execute by themselves. When you get in 2001 in Afghanistan, you have that same kind of old Special Forces guy, mid to late 30s guy, been in the Army a while, seasoned. We don't have that anymore. You got guys coming off the street now that you that come right into the Army, get trained to be a Special Forces soldier, and then deploy. So they don't have that same sort of gravitas that you need. When you go into a village and you have to talk to the elder and you've got to do these things, they're just young guys still. So I feel like we're going to look at, as the wars end, as Afghanistan winds down and you get the troop levels down and the demand for Special Forces comes, which isn't really stopping because now they're deploying to, you know, PACOM, out Pacific, they're deploying to Africa. But I think they're going to see a shrinkage as they look for guys that are a little more seasoned.